Well, Ms. Hale, it is great to have you back in the arena here. We all remember you from DHS, but that expression, doing more with less, every federal manager hates that expression. What are you going to tell them that will make it go down a little bit better?
I think it's about doing more with less, maybe one word. Be sure that we have the frontline mission support of our programs, the back office support functions most efficiently delivered as possible, and make those tough choices. Which programs can't we afford anymore? Which do we have to redirect? You'll see today about some of our panelists, what each of these agencies are doing, and so many more in government.
And who is on your panel?
So today we have Mark Ridley, the Deputy Director of National Criminal Investigative, Navy Criminal Investigative Service. We have Denise Wells, a human capital chico at HHS, and we have Richard Holgate, the CIO at ATF. And what you'll find is it's a team. It's a team sport. Frontline mission programs, CFO, CIO, chico, the administrative support service, this has got to have a comprehensive solution if we face these massive deficits.
Now, in times like these, I guess for a program person or a CIO, someone that has, you know, discernible responsibility, that CFO is probably your best friend these days.
They can be your best friend, or they can be one of those people that say there's no more money in the checking account. Now how are we going to do things differently? And that's what I mean about it being a team sport. It can be, if you look at the cost drivers for any of these, it's people, it's contracts, it's technology, it's real estate. You really have to look at sort of the whole cost basis. What do we need? How do we do it? How do we do it more efficiently?
Now, when you started at DHS, it was still in the formative stages. I think you were pre-department when you joined.
Correct.
Did it seem like there was enough money in those heady days when the whole department was getting underway?
You know, you can ask any federal agency at any time, is there enough money, and you might not get the answer that you'd like to hear. But remember back, we were still in the shadows of 9/11. And I think every man and woman that was part of the creation of that department wanted to be sure the bad guys weren't coming in. So how did we do a risk-based prevention of another terrorist attack? How do we bring together those agencies for better synergies without the men and women on the front lines really having any impact? It should have been seamless, and we hope it was.
Now, besides the money, the amount of money, there's another big issue that federal managers are dealing with, and that is the budget and the programs are out of phase now that we're in an era of six-month continuing resolutions, but yet you've got to do your job. So how do people manage in that situation when the money and the programs are offset by almost 6 months?
Yeah, great question. I think part of the issue is federal agencies have gone through this before. Homeland hadn't. This was the first year that Homeland Security had gone through such a long continuing resolution. So agencies do know how to manage. What are their programs? What are the priorities? How much money do they think they'll get over the year? Save some in reserve in case it gets cut a little bit more. But I was incredibly impressed about how the agencies, and particularly the CFOs, handled being sure that there was continuation of the mission programs, what they needed, with an eye to the fact that it was still uncertain up on the Hill.
Because you could find yourself having obligated money you eventually won't have, so you've kind of got to balance what you think is likely outcome and what you hope is the outcome.
But if you think about it, you're going to have to pay your people. You're going to have to pay your rent. You're going to have to keep the lights on. Then what else is there? And are there things you can do in the front end of those things to sort of say, okay, we know we have to do these. Can we do some of these functions cheaper? You know, agencies do things like put a hiring freeze on. That's the natural first course. But is that the best for the long-term mission? That's why... What we've been talking about is this isn't going to go away. I think this is the new normal. And so what happens? Let's start thinking about what's going to happen in 13 and in 12 and start taking the actions now, not just because it was a CR, but because this is a long-term journey for restructuring, getting these deficits down, but being sure our frontline mission programs are supported.
We're speaking with Janet Hale. She's former Undersecretary for Management at Homeland Security. Now she's a director with Deloitte. And I wanted to change gears just a moment here. to talking about what you're doing at Deloitte, and one of those things is something called Operation Next Generation, because we do need those future federal employees, those future civic engaged people. So tell us about Operation Next Generation.
So one of the things that Deloitte does is really encourage all of us to be involved in our community. And one of the other hats I wear is that I am involved with an organization called Close Up, where we bring high school juniors and seniors to Washington to use Washington as a classroom. We have done that and said, we would like to help children of military families, and we'd like to help them get ready for college preparation. So today we have 50 kids from across the country sitting with 50 Deloitte folks talking about how do you get ready for those awful financial applications, which college is right for me. And so we're tutoring 50 people for a long-term relationship, and we hope those people will be ready for college and ready for life after, as you described.
Wow, and they get to tour Capitol Hill a little bit with you?
And the monuments, but much more importantly, it's not a bus tour of Washington. It's about how does our government work, and how do these kids become better citizens when they go back to their communities?
So looking, let's get back to your dual life here. You were at DHS as a former undersecretary, now in private sector. What do the federal people that you work with now from the Deloitte standpoint, what do they tell you besides money? What are their big pain points that they need help with?
Oh, I think as you sort of go through any of these program transformations, any technology transformations, technology programs have changed significantly over the last many years. We sort of now know that we need to have better sort of upfront requirements. We have to be sure I can get something in that first phase. So how do you restructure your technology? How do you sort of look at a program reorganization and transformation? And most importantly, if I'm going to have to go through these budget cuts, how do I do that the most efficiently? There are lots of activities in this regard, but how do we go get improper payments so I'm not wasting that money? I'm going to get it there for the right program mission. You talk to a different federal employee, you'll get a different need depending on where they are in their agency's journey.
And if you had to do it again at Homeland Security, would you go back and do the same job once again?
I'd do it differently, but you betcha. What I've learned now from what we knew in those early days of standing up that department, I'm a strong supporter of the department and the men and the women that serve there.